Okay, Be'ezer Hashem's Spark, we're going to have a meeting tonight. Le'il Nishmas, my wife's grandfather's yahrzeit is tonight, Chof Aleph El. His name is Moshe Ben Gavriel, Olam Hashem. There's a boy that was hurt in Fisher's Yeshiva. Did you hear about this? Do you know his name?
There's, yeah.
Tzvi Charach is the last name.
You're not here.
Tzvi Elimelech Ben Miriam. Tzvi Elimelech Ben Miriam.
That's
okay, so let's have in mind also the schus of Rosh Hashanah for Tzvi Elimelech Ben Miriam. And we will finish in time for Marv, don't you worry. When speaking about Rosh Hashanah, the Torah uses a very interesting way of saying the date of Rosh Hashanah. B'chodesh ha-shvi be'echad la-chodesh. It starts off by first saying the month and then saying the day, which is unusual. And Rav Shmuel Brazil, in his incredible Sefer on El, asks this question. And before we see his answer, he brings a fascinating Zohar that every year that I see it in the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Arachayim HaKadosh talks about it in Parshas Kiseitse, I'm always very moved by it. Because it's one thing to see a hint to Elul in, the Rashi Tevos of certain psukim, but to see one of the Mefarshim and then bringing the Zohar that talks about Elul in the Torah, it's very powerful. In what way does it brought out? The Zohar says, when this Yifas Toyar is taken to the Jew's house, the soldier's house, she has to spend a month doing what? Crying. Uvachsa esaviha ve'esimo yerach yomim. So the Zohar says these words. Uvachsa esaviha da kudsha brichu. This is Hashem. What's ima? Knesset Yisrael. What's yerach yomim? Da chodesh el. The words of the Zohar. The month that she cries is a hint to the month of Elul, which tells us that there is some element of crying during Elul. But what is it about Elul specifically in this story of the Yifas Torah that's supposed to be a message for us? So Rav Shmuel Brazil beautifully explains, Mamish, something enlightening. He says, in essence, what the Yifas Torah is crying about as she's separating from her family. So there's tears of separation, tears that are bringing separation. He said that it's fascinating to note, when speaking about gittin, the word in a get that's used, the word for month in a get is called yerach. When it comes to marriage, the word chodesh is used. And he said that the reason for this is that Gittin, well, the reason the reason why it says here, Yerach Yomim, specifically over here, is because what's happening here is Sur Meira. The month of Elul is Sur Meira. It's like divorcing yourself from the evil of your past. And Tishrei is the month of Kiddushin, of when we're starting anew, building a new bias. That's the way the Rav Shmuel Brazil brings from beautiful Mefarshim to explain this. And he says that's why when the Torah says B'chodesh HaShvi, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it starts off B'chodesh HaShvi specifically to emphasize that we're starting anew. There's a hint here that it's Chodesh. This is a new slate. El is about Sur Meira, Ubachsa, crying to get rid of the past. Rosh Hashanah is a new slate. That's what the title for this Vad was supposed to be, Renewal. That's the title. Many years ago, my Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, who was Rosh Yeshiva of Waterbury, he used to be Rebbe in Shifrakway, 12th grade, and he explained something very powerful. Whenever I go to mikveh, I don't go every day, but whenever I go to the mikveh, I think about this, and especially Erev Rosh Hashanah. He said, a mikveh is a place of no life. When you're underneath the water, There's no life there. And in a certain sense, when you're going to a place of no life, it's like you're starting again when you come out. But even more than that is the fact that every single child, every single human being for that matter, starts off within his mother's womb in amniotic fluid, in water. And when you come out of the mikvah, it's like you're born anew. That's why the shofar comes from the word shafir, which means an embryo. Because the symbolism of Rosh Hashanah, you go to the mikvah Erev Rosh Hashanah, you come out, and you start that first night of Rosh Hashanah, the symbolism is, I'm starting anew. Like an Uber B'Yerech Imay that's being Yotzei to the world, starting fresh. There's an incredible remez. A lot of chassidus tonight. The Nesiv HaShalom writes, Kisivne bayis chodosh v'osiso ma'ake ligagecho. And he says, from different svarim HaKadoshim, when you're building a new house, that means when you're starting fresh, Rosh Hashanah, make for yourself a ma'aka for the head. The roof is a remez to the head of the year. If you want to make sure that this year will be a year of tremendous siyata d'shmaya in avodas Hashem, make for yourself a fence of yiras Hashem at the beginning of your year. That's the roof. The roof is a remez to the reish of the year. Makes for yourself a first week of the year, really the first 10 days of the year, filled with yomim neiram, yiras Hashem, to be a maka, to be a siog, to be a fence for you, to ensure that your year is going to be a year of tremendous siyata d'shmaya and avodas Hashem. But most of all, the remez that I thought was very powerful was kisivna bayis chadash. So I think the way we have to perceive what's about to happen, and this is really what I came to drove here on the Van Wyck. I always have to mention that the Van Wyck is such a beautiful place to drive. And Baruch Hashem, we're here. Otherwise, it's like 50 minutes. Like big deal. So you came from Farakwe. No, I came on the Van Wyck. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiya Bidvarei. So I came here to tell you something very powerful, and that is that Hashem made life broken up into segments. Time did not have to be this way. There could have been one long day of life. No nights, no days, no years, no months. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Roiv Chasdoi made it that there's always a possibility to have a better tomorrow. Very good. It's in the beginning of that sefer, 25th hour. Today was rainy, tomorrow will be sunny. Today I messed up, tomorrow I'm starting fresh. But the most powerful manifestation of this principle and this kindness is the beginning of the year. There's nothing like the freshness of the beginning of the year. It's like that person who's coming to school, the boy is coming to school, the girl's coming to school with a fresh notebook. It's nothing like cracking open a fresh notebook the first day of school. Well, guess what? Everyone is being given fresh notebooks in just 1 week.
It's interesting that I was learning actually a secret tonight, which talked about that Rosh Hashanah is you're cutting a bris with Hashem, you're making a new promise with Hashem.
Very good.
And he took it from Atan Yitzhak, how Atan Yitzhak, why is, we know that a parasha always represents what's coming up, right? So Atan Yitzhak is that we're all standing together because we all are standing together to make that bris as one person. It's not that we're all separate, even though we think this guy's higher than this guy, whatever, but we're all one machine together, that's one body together coming to make a kariyah,
that's the bris. That's how much that, and the pasuk, beautiful. So, Rav Volba, in Ali Shur, Chilak Beis, says that there's an incredible inspiration on Rosh Hashanah from the fact that Yosef HaTzadik was freed from jail on Rosh Hashanah. Klal Yisrael were freed from Shibud. They didn't actually leave Rosh Hashanah. The Shibud stopped on Rosh Hashanah. What's the message? The message is that we feel bondage from our past old habits, from the things that we've been recurring and doing and can't stop doing, from the baggage of the past. And Rosh Hashanah says, you can be free now. I was thinking that, Anias Daiti, maybe you could add, that we know the shofar is blown when the avadim are freed after the year of Yovel. And the year of, no, not the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah of Yovel. Rosh Hashanah of Yovel, the avadim are freed. And what is the sign of their freedom? The shofar blows. When we're standing by the shofar, we have to feel a sense of freedom that we're not bogged down by anything we did in the past. We have the ability to free ourselves from the past and start fresh. It's so amazing. And I told Mishael before that it was worth my coming tonight just to share with you from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita, something that I searched for Svarim before I came here tonight. I was going, trying to find it, Hashem Mamish, let me see it as I'm getting to the car. Ve'ein Rishus, there is no permission. This should be put up on every single dorm room. Ve'ein Rishus, there is no permission. Le'elef Shnois Ha'avar, to the 1,000 years of past. She'einan biyodai laharois, that they do not have the ability to destroy af rega kimemra echad shalahiva, even one moment of the present. Shehu rechush hashayich loy uviyodai lamaloise betayru vitzvila. Nothing of the past can ever affect the moment of the present. Nothing a person ever did. He says it even more, but this is the line that I found now. And then he says from the Tefer Shlomo, Ein ma'virin ala mitzvahs. Ein ma'virin ala mitzvahs is an expression from the Gemara. Don't think about averus when you're doing mitzvahs. Ein ma'virin. Don't get involved in averus when you're doing mitzvahs. One of the biggest tactics of the Yetzer Hara is that he tells a person, you're good for nothing. What are you doing? You're learning? Piece of garbage. You know what you saw last night? You're learning? You were so mean to your mother yesterday. You have the ability to daven? You think Hashem hears your tefillas? That's the biggest tactic of the Yetzer Hara. Called the Sheker v'chazav. Right now, Ein Kol Ha'avar Yochol Laharois Es Ha'ayva. That's the power of Teshuvah and the power of renewal, that this moment is this moment. That's why we read, one of the reasons we read the Kriya Satayra of Rosh Hashanah is the Kriya Satayra of Yishmael being judged in Shemayim as he's about to die. There is Hagar crying, and the Malachim come to Shemayim and they say, this child, do you know what's going to come out from him? They're able to see in the future. And they could see what's happening in 2024. And they see what Yishmael, Rachman, Litzlan, Hashem Yirachim, we should never have to experience anymore, but what they did in the past, for the last hundreds of years, what Yishmael did to Klal Yisrael. Don't save him! Imagine if Yishmael was killed. That's it. No more Hamas, no more Hezbollah, nothing. Done. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ba'asher Hu Sham. I'm not looking at the future. I'm not looking at his past. I'm looking at right now. That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not about the past. Rosh Hashanah is not about the past. Rosh Hashanah is about this moment in time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do your will. I want to be better. That's what Hashem looks at. I want to start fresh. I want to get rid of the bondage of yesterday. A chosen that's starting his marriage, kisiv nebayis chodash, mamash. A chosen that's starting his marriage, Chazal tell us a fascinating thing. He's zoicha, and all of his averus out the window. All of his averus. So a person says, wow, he's about to get married, let's pack it in. Well, there's no such thing as echta v'oshev, it doesn't work. Sorry. Echta v'oshev doesn't work because Rosh Hashanah Zalman says it's not just a freebie. What happens is they take it, they hold it. If the person does tshuva, then they make it easy to get rid of it. That's the way Rav Shlomo Zalman explains it. Others explain it different ways. Lamaisa, why is that? Why does he get such an easy, clean slate when you're getting married? And a parnes, a person who becomes a leader, when he starts to become a leader, clean slate. Why? A person has, you know, a chasana this week. It's amazing. Back-to-back Yom Kippurs. Whoosh. It's incredible. Says Rav Miller, the answer is, and this is the answer for Rosh Hashanah too, everyone knows the power of beginning. Everyone knows when we're starting something new, we have an energy. We have an energy to accomplish, to achieve, to do something with our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we have that, and therefore He wants to make it easier for us. I'm giving you a Rosh Hashanah where I know that there's going to be a lot of energy, but you're going to feel bogged down by the past. You know what? I'm going to give you Yom Kippur along with it. I know you're starting Kisim Nebayis Chadash. You're about to start a new house, and you feel that aspiration bubbling over inside of you. I want to make it easy for you. Let me get rid of the past so you can start fresh, mamish fresh, clean slate. And the same thing with the partners. I want to just end with something I said over Shabbos. I was in Indianapolis this Shabbos for guest, quote-unquote, scholar. And I spoke Shal Shittis. And I said over a mashal that I think is extremely important to hear and a pshat in last week's parasha. Baruch atah b'voyacha, baruch atah b'tzeisacha. Rashi says, a blessing, that just like you came into this world clean of sin, so too you shall leave this world clean of sin. Wow. So the question is, what's the chiddush of Rashi? What's Rashi's chiddush based on Chazal? What's the chiddush? The power of tshuva? Is that the chiddush? That you could really get rid of all your sins? Listen to this vart, guys. It was Kedai the Van Wyck for this vart. To be creative for this part. You ready? When you buy a phone, a new phone, it's geschmack. New car. Geschmack, geschmack.
New safer.
Biggest geschmack. You buy a used, refurbished phone. Now, you don't only have that in smartphones, but you have that in dumb phones. It's not. I mean, somebody already used, someone spit on this already. You know what I mean? Like, I know they germify, you know, I get it. It's just not the same. You buy a used car, like, I don't know, someone sat here for like a long time, you know? And even a used safer, I'm sorry, a used safer, like big tzaddik, you want to get Reb Chaim Knievsky safer, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who this guy was, you know this guy. But a new, fresh phone, new, fresh. So I might have thought that tshuva means, you know what? Yeah, like really refurbished. Rosh Hashanah comes, Yom Kippur, refurbished. You're refurbished. No! Baruch atah b'vayacha. When you came into this world, there was no refurbished. You were fresh. Your eyes never saw sin. You never saw atrocities. You were pure as anything. There was no shemitz of a chait possible. The same way. You came into this world naki, new. Baruch atah b'tzeisacha. That's the power of tshuva. And the problem is we don't believe it. And that's why we say Slach Lanu at Marav. Moitzei Yom Kippur. You know why we say Slach Lanu? We think we say Slach Lanu because we're dying Marav so fast. That's one reason. But there's another reason. You know why I say Slach Lanu? Do I really believe completely new, no sheiches at all? You know, Moshe Feinstein had someone that cursed him out. He was very chutzpahdik and left his house because he was upset at him. I'm watching the clock. And Rav Moshe, suddenly he came to Rav Moshe a few years later, either for a bracha or for a shayla. And one of his talmidims, like, wanted to throw him out of the house. And Rav Moshe said, no, come inside. Spoke to him as regular. He walks out of the house and they said, Rebbe, so what do you mean? We went through Yom Kippur already. We went through Yom Kippur. What? We went through Yom Kippur already. Yeah, that's it. Clean slate. Bygones are bygones. Over. Done. Do you know that Mitzvah Yom Kippur, a person has the ability to give a bracha like a tzaddik? You have to believe in the power of tshuva. Clean slate means chadash. Not refurbished, but completely new. A good kibben shiar to you and your families, to all the Klai Yisrael.